This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites on Friday, August the 14th. Well, my name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio today,
Liu.
We will get to why I'm giggling in just a bit. We're asking you on the show today, what's the funniest or weirdest thing you've seen during video calls or live streams? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. And let me just tell you why I'm giggling right now. We've got a comment from Ramli who says, Zoom calls have added a new meaning to the phrase, what has been seen cannot be unseen. I wonder if I can claim employees' comp for seeing my boss bend over for a file and being mooned at the same time. There you go. Now you know why I was giggling. We also have some comments on WhatsApp. Frida, you want to read the first one?
I'll read the first one. This is the proper one, right? Okay, this is from 0602. He said, a colleague who hurriedly sits down when he suddenly remembers he's wearing shorts below the jacket tie. All guilty. Most of us have had that jacket up there and then shorts below. Yeah.
We've also got one from Ro who says, Day, you can't tell the difference between fresh cereal and yogurt in a plastic cup, is it? Boomed the wife from the kitchen while her hubby was presenting on Google Meet Live with 15 international participants.
Ro. I don't know three quarters of your story, whether they're true or not, but thanks for the humor as always.
If you'd like to share some of the funniest or weirdest things you've seen during video calls or live streams recently, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we have a story about a Chinese tea farmer who's become an e-commerce sensation.
Right. So this is something a little bit still in the same vein, a little bit more serious. They're making money. And so this is Fan Ling. He or she is an organic tea farmer from Jinhua Village in the southwest Chinese province of Guizhou. Live streams up to 10 hours a day on TikTok, right? So, I think we've seen different versions and different things. So this is on TikTok. So it's organic tea, so where the use of pesticides is banned. So it's one of the specialties from that area. So although she was nervous in her initial broadcast, she soon became experienced and then live streamer, amassing more than 11,000 followers. I guess it's small. 11,000 is small in China standards, but earning as much as 8,000 yuan, which is about $1,150 from some of the online sessions.
Nice.
So live streaming e-commerce has made great strides in China in recent years and is playing an increasing important role in the country's anti-poverty battle. And it's nice because it's not in the main cities and all that. It's the smaller areas. How do you get there otherwise? So social selling strategy is a game changer of online business. Could offer opportunities for customers to directly order products online, right? And it's good, right? You don't go through the middleman, right? The money go directly to the individual. So thanks to platforms such as Douyin and e-commerce giant Taobao, many average Chinese people like her who live in underdeveloped parts of the country have been given a chance to start their online business. I'd like to hear some stories like using TikTok, probably in this part of our world as well. So, you've heard this. Maybe have a look. Her name is Fan Ling, and just check her out on TikTok and see whether, you can do something like that here as well.
So this is the thing that we discussed, I think, very early on during MCO. I think it was Richard and Arvin and myself about how some Chinese farmers are actually taking to live streaming on YouTube to sell, fresh produce, and they're showing people how to also like grow their own vegetables at home. But in the meantime, they're also on the side, getting a lot of sales via live streaming, right? And we also heard recently how Lazada allowed some of their prawn farmers to live stream sales as well, and that went very well for them on Lazada as well. So this is it's interesting because I'd watch something like this, I think. Yeah, I might just go look this up and give it a shot.
You'll need subtitles though.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for pointing that out. Maybe I'll let you sit next to me and translate.
So do I.
We're asking you on the show today, what's the funniest or weirdest thing you've seen during video calls or live streams recently? 018-789-8899 at BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back with a story about an Indonesian YouTuber who garnered 2.8 million views for just doing nothing in front of the camera. We'll We'll give you the details on that in just a few minutes. But first, here's Cream with Sunshine of Your Love, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.